Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to another Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And we are still covering the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles, one of three teams remaining undefeated in the entire league. And joining me this week, I have two special guests, Tim McManus from Birds 24/7. You can also hear him on 97.5 The Fanatic. And Jimmy Kempsky, or I should say the artist formerly known as Jimmy Kempsky from Philly.com. And gentlemen, let's start off with Nick Foles and that amazing performance Sunday against Washington. Tim, was there anything that you learned about Nick, thought differently about Nick following that game, maybe as previously before?
Well, I think it was his best performance in an Eagles uniform, and I thought the way that he was able to get off the mat can go a long way, both in the city and, more importantly, probably inside the locker room. And you could tell, like David Mulk said, I want to carry this guy to the car if need be. I mean, you could tell that there was a lot of pride taken in what he was able to do. I think it demonstrated, obviously, some toughness that Chip Kelly has been talking about for a long time. And for a guy that I thought struggled some in the first two games to be able to bounce back, both in his performance and then, of course, you know, getting off the turf after that brutal hit, showed a lot.
Now, Jimmy, Nick Foles wasn't sacked, but certainly took his fair share of punishment.
Yeah.
The offensive line being reworked once again. What's your take on the offensive line and being able to not only protect Nick Foles, but also possibly open up the run game for McCoy and Sproles?
It's amazing he wasn't sacked with the makeshift offensive line they were working with. And if you look at each offensive line position in that game after Jason Peters was ejected, you didn't have a single player playing the spot that you would have projected him at during the summer. So, you know, obviously with Lane Johnson being suspended, Jason Peters gets ejected, Evan Mathis out, Jason Kelce out, and then you have Harriman's is like really the only guy left on the offensive line that's in the game. He kicks out from right guard to right tackle. So completely different lineup from at every one of those five spots. It's just amazing that they didn't completely go in the tank. And it's going to be a challenge for them moving forward. Are they going to be able to run their same offense? Obviously, LeSean McCoy has averaged only 2.9 yards per carry so far this season. So the running game has to be more effective and to be determined if it can be more effective with this makeshift offensive line. But certainly, you know, once those guys get healthy, it'll be a better offensive unit. But for now, obviously, they're going to struggle for a little while, I believe.
Tim, what do you think the offensive line is going to be this Sunday in San Francisco?
I think they have their hands full. Jason Kelce, I think, is one of the most valuable players, not just on the line or the offense, but the entire team. And his high level of intelligence when it comes to being able to identify what an opposing defense is doing and then getting the offensive line in the correct call is critical. Not to mention the way that he can get second level. I mean, it's astounding some of the things that he can do. And he's going to be on the shelf for anywhere, I would think, from 5 to 8 weeks. And David Mulk comes in, and that's a really tough position for him. And San Francisco maybe doesn't have everything going for them on the defensive side like they normally do, but they still have Justin Smith, and that's going to be, I think, a tough task for the interior linemen to be able to sustain losses like that. I mean, that's Evan Mathis and now Jason Kelce, and that's a big deal.
It's crazy what Kelce did on that one long screen to Macklin, where Macklin breaks into the clear, and Kelsey's basically running stride for stride with Maggie as the block in the back,
but still.
But you see his speed on that play. It's incredible that an offensive lineman can move like he does.
Now, let's talk about the defensive side of the football, averaging 26 points allowed per game so far this season. They rank 26 in the league in yards allowed. Tim, is the defense good enough? I understand that they've been clutch in late-game situations, but is this defense going to be good enough to carry this offense and help get them into the playoffs?
Well, they're going to have to improve, I think. And you're right that they have come up in big moments. And Billy Davis talked about that today, how that's part conditioning. It's a very well-conditioned team, and it's showing up late in games. And the defense has shown that they can get it done and close it out. That being said, I think that the Michael Kendricks injury in particular is crushing to this defense. Putting in, whether it's Casey Matthews or Emmanuel Acho or Marcus Smith, whoever they roll in, it's just tough to recreate the type of production that Kendricks brings to the table, especially when you consider that the pass rush hasn't been getting home. They need to find it from outside sources, and there was no better way to find it than through Michael Kendricks. If he's not playing, and especially if that's a little bit more of a long term, they have some issues.
Now, Jimmy, looking ahead this Sunday to San Francisco, you think that the Niners might not be as good as people thought they were going to be going into the season. They lost their last two games. They've only scored 3 points on offense in the second halves of games this season. What's your take on the Niners as we wrap this up?
Well, I heard from somebody just before we started this that they've been outscored 52-3 in the second half so far this season. So they haven't closed games out this year so far. And their defense really is not the same without two of really what I think are the elite players, elite defensive players in the NFL, in Aldon Smith, who of course is suspended, just phenomenal pass rusher, creates all kind of problems with him and Justin Smith on that one side. Justin Smith, of course, still a disruptive force for them. They do have still Patrick Willis, but then they don't have their other inside linebacker, Navarro Bowman, either, who, of course, suffered that really grotesque injury against the Seahawks during the playoffs last year. You take away Bowman, you take away Aldon Smith, it's really just not the same defense. So I don't know if they can really play their style of football on offense now as a result of that, where they really like to establish the run, they like to play physical offensive football. And I don't know that they can really rely on their defense to kind of shut down opposing offenses like they used to. And they're forced to open it up a little bit more and put the game in Colin Kaepernick's hands. And that may be kind of causing them some problems so far early in the season.
That's Jimmy Kempsky. He's Tim McManus. I'm Chris McPherson. And thank you for joining us in our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.